So, Thomas, I am a stockholder at McDonald's, so I feel I can talk about them.
Okay.
And I actually feel good when I go to McDonald's. You know, that's a good way to not feel as guilty is when you're eating out, is own stock in the company you're eating at.
Oh, that makes sense.
So this week, though, and I'm testing my theory because it happens, and I want everyone out there to see if it happens to them too. All right.
Okay.
So my wife was out of town last week on Sunday, so I went to McDonald's for breakfast myself, and I just got a breakfast biscuit, just one biscuit.
Oh, and then they have the
little code if you go on the website and put the information in, they'll give you buy one get one free. Big Macs.
Oh, I've seen those.
So 2 days later, I had a Big Mac attack. So this week, I went into McDonald's and got a Big Mac.
Wow,
and then I got
nice.
Another one free because I had a coupon. So
goodness. Okay. Yeah,
I only ate one, though. I made, you know, I put the other one away and never ate it. So whatever. I should have given it to somebody in the office. Nobody wanted it. But my theory is if you eat a McDonald's once, you're going to eat there again in the next week. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't eat there for a while, you can stay away for a long time. Has that ever happened to you?
I agree 100%. I agree. I 100% agree. No, you get addicted to, I don't know if it's the meat or the, I just had a strawberry milkshake from there the other day. It was
cool. And so you'll probably be back.
Yeah, there you go.
It is funny how that works, though, isn't it?
It is.
That's a perception many times. That's a perception is in my perception, in my mind, when I eat at McDonald's once, I'm going to eat there again. You start thinking about how good it was.
You do, yeah. You keep dreaming
right up. I didn't dream about it now. Let's not go too far, Thomas. Shame on you. All right, now, you've got in front of you a great retirement perception quiz.
I do. This is really fantastic here, yeah.
And it was basically put out by Stanford University years ago, and a couple of these questions were, and then I found some other ones, put them together. So let's go through some of these questions on the retirement perceptions. I mean, because a lot of people are thinking about retirement, but a lot of times they miss the boat on what's really important in retirement.
Absolutely. No, sounds good. I'm locked and loaded here. Here we go. First one. On your retirement cruise, you're left stranded on a deserted island. Now, this is a big relief because you no longer have to deal with A, family members, B, a friend or relationship, C, money. Interesting there. D, a specific commitment, and then E, an impending decision you've been hesitant to make. Which would you no longer
rather
have
to deal with? That's pretty funny. You only pick one, right?
Yeah,
and
that's
to give you some background, and we're not just doing question and answer here. I want to give you some background about why they asked this question and what this question really is trying to find out and or identify.
Okay.
It's identifying stress.
Because life
is stressful. Yeah,
okay.
Well, you know, if I wasn't joking about eating at McDonald's, I'd be stressed about it because I shouldn't have been eating there to begin with.
There you go.
Nutritional value? Probably zero.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I was happy and I solved my Big Mac attack and I won't have another one for a while.
There you go. No, that is a really interesting way to look at this, Coach. I never would have approached this question from this perspective. So I guess how you respond to this is what do you do with
that? Well, it's a powerful question because it shatters the perception that life in retirement is totally carefree and easy. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Because it quickly and concisely pinpoints a major area of stress you may be carrying into retirement. A lot of people are. You know, and if you retire too early or don't have a true retirement plan and you retire, I guarantee money's going to be a big stress point. So one of the things we try to do is eliminate, you know, when you take a quiz or you take a test, I've taken plenty of these tests, the standard tests before. And I remember my dad telling me, who's a college professor, by the way, he said, Peter, what you want to do first, if there are five questions, you need to eliminate the two stupid ones. Or the ones that don't really, so you get rid of it. Now you're narrowing down, right? So let's narrow down things that aren't quite as important. And after you do that, money still comes up, right? Money is important, period. So I do talk to a lot of people who, listeners out there, who are retired already but haven't met with me before, right? So they retired before they had a true retirement plan. And now they're looking at that lump sum time bomb, we call it, the lump sum, which is fun to look at, by the way, if you have a big amount of money.
Go
to the bank machine, take a dollar out, and just look at the balance. Look at all those commas. Now, you like commas. Commas are good.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, I love commas.
You know, I get in trouble in English class all the time. The teachers always told me I put too many commas everywhere. And that was back in third and fourth grade, and maybe fifth grade. So I guess that what I was doing is subconsciously saying I wanted to be in the money world.
There you go.
Commas
I like it.
Everywhere, right? So it was a lot of fun. You know, when I was back in middle school days and everything like that, putting commas everywhere is important. And so when we get to retirement, the more commas, the better as well.
But we also need to
translate what those commas mean into a lifetime income stream. And many people forget that. Or many people don't think about that.
I was going to ask, how many people do you think actually think about it? Because there's not a lot of information and there's not a lot of people talking openly about subjects like this.
And so if you retire with a problem, do you think the problem will get better magically just because you got retired?
I doubt it.
It might get worse, right? Because you'll have a lot more time to dwell on that problem because you have no work to worry about. Whether you answer the question one way or the other, it really doesn't matter, but it pertains to the relationship, time, commitment, or something financial that we have in our, on our mind right now. So we need to look at it again. The question was a good one. You know, on your retirement cruise, you're left stranded on a desert island, and this is a big relief because you no longer have to deal with family, friend, money, specific commitment, or an impending decision you've been hesitant to make. And there's no right or wrong answer on that. Everybody's mind thinks of something differently when we talk about that.
That was very enlightening the way you approached that. That's amazing. Now, when you meet with folks, do you go over similar things just to discover?
Now, you know what? Wouldn't be a problem after a while if they did leave you stranded on an island? Money.
What was that?
You know why? Because you'll sue the hell out of them for leaving you on the island.
There you go.
Get Johnny Cochran on your side, right? All right. So we just have to be careful when we're thinking about retirement that we have the right order. Give us a call right now.
The number to call, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135.
What's number two? The question number two on this quiz.
All right. So question number two, to claim a $10,000 prize, you must do one of the following. Which would you avoid at all costs? Here's the list. Eat vegan for an entire year. I don't think I could do that. Run half a marathon. Or sorry. Run a half marathon. Step onto a scale. In your swimsuit, on national TV, reveal an unhealthy habit or behavior on the Dr. Phil show, or I wouldn't avoid any. I'm a step above is what the last one says. Now, that's pretty funny. I like that
First of all, eating vegan, just not for me, Thomas. Sorry, not going to happen.
Not for me either. I fully respect those that can do it, but not for me.
All right, so I'd step on a scale in a swimsuit on national TV. That'd be the easiest one to do. I'm sure not running a half marathon.
Oh, no. I've got some friends that
might have been on me. Wait a minute. Did Coach Pete just say he had a Big Mac attack? Yeah, but I only ate one, folks. And I did not get fries, and I drank water with it. So there we go. I did follow up with a Coke later on the day, though, to wash it down. So, I mean, that's a pretty good question there, too. I mean, a lot of people are thinking different things, aren't they?
They are.
Nothing wrong with eating vegan. I just like meat every now and then, right? And so if I was told I couldn't have meat, guess what I'd want? Meat.
Meat, and double portions.
So that's what happens a lot of times when people are planning for retirement. When they're told they should minimize certain things to maximize their retirement income, they do the opposite because they don't like being told to follow structure, I guess.
Oh, sure. Right? Yeah, it makes sense.
And so one of the things we need to do, though, is put together your very own total retirement plan. And we have something called a total wealth transfer and a spend and leave plan inside the total retirement plan. Now, the total wealth transfer means you can take what you have right now, spend it during your, and it combines it to this with the spend and leave plan. So you spend, you have a really nice income, you spend your income each and every year, you have an income plan set up, but when you pass away, if you're the second of two spouses when you pass away, if you pass away and you still have a spouse, they continue to get their plan. But if you're the second of two spouses and you pass away, your children will get exactly or if not more of what you had in a lump sum to start with tax-free. Very important.
Incredible.
Because you've had an income of worry-free, you've had long-term care built in, and now when you pass away, your children get exactly what you started with or more tax-free. Tax-free
absolutely
is good.
Incredible.
And so if you want to find out about that, you really should, folks, if you have any plans to have a retirement that's worry-free and dependable and reliable and durable, give us a call because you need to look at your IRAs, your capital gains taxes, all the different taxes out there. We also look at your retirement income goals, money needed to cover the costs of enjoying your lifestyle, and very important, and analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level, how much risk you're taking for how much return you're getting. Let's minimize the risk and try to maximize the return as much as possible, and let's put a floor or draw a line in the sand, basically, saying you're not going to lose any money now, okay, with some of your money. Very important.
That's right.
And so if you're one of the next 10 callers who has at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we'll do this at no cost for you. This is a tremendous value. This could be worth millions to your next of kin if you do it the right way.
Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review, and for anyone listening right now, the number to call is 800-477-1135. The next five callers will receive a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, over five chances to win today. That number is 800 800- 877-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 800-477-1135.
We have some great questions on that quiz coming up. We also have something everyone needs to pay attention to, a big scam out there acting like it's the government calling students, targeting students about their student loans. And we're going to talk about your retirement confidence meter and what that is. We'll be right back after this.